Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Kate Sprecher. Joining us today is Bob Cook, organizer of Stuart Scoop the Loop, here to talk about the Scoop the Loop event coming up in the Stuart downtown June 3rd. Bob, just give us a little bit of an idea of what Scoop the Loop's going to be like this year.
Thanks, Kate. We are heading into our sixth year of Scoop the Loop. We started in 2012, and we have three events this summer. It's been very successful. Our first one's coming up in less than 2 weeks on June 3rd here in downtown Stuart. We try to create what we call a rolling car show, where we bring cars of all makes and models and modern muscle cars, whatever people want to bring to downtown Stuart. Our team is very excited because we have a brand new updated downtown look now. With all this construction we fought through last year, now it's all complete. Downtown area looks wonderful. It's updated with a vintage look, perfect to bring in a bunch of vintage cars. So our first event will start June 3rd. Our events are 5 to 10 p.m. at night. And we're looking forward. We have a great team. Our team is growing that puts this on. It takes a lot of manpower, a lot of people involved to make this work. And it's a combination. We'll have, you know, cars from all over central Iowa and further away. We have food vendors. We primarily have nonprofits providing food. We have a DJ and music. And if everything works out, we'll have speakers coordinated up and down the street. We're not sure if we're ready for the first one yet, but that's a long-term gain. One of the things that, you know, we have no fee registration. We really try to focus on that. Car owners have a lot of money in these vehicles. And so we try to understand that, you know, it takes some money to have the vehicle ready to bring it here. We want them to come and have a good time. It's a relaxed atmosphere. There's no real rules. We like people to register. There's several reasons to register. One, you can be judged and win trophies, and we have a great broad selection of trophies. I'll talk about those in a minute. Two, is that we draw for a lot of prizes. And so if you're registered, you get a chance to win some very nice prizes, including we're drawing for a 43-inch LG smart TV at our first June 3rd Scoop the Loop. Some registered car owner is going to win that. So we're happy about that. The trophies this year, we have our top 10. We have good-looking trophies. They'll match about any show around. We have an awesome 8 that goes out to people that, you know, maybe they're not winning a lot of trophies, but there's something special about their vehicle or that we like. And then we have some handcrafted specialty trophies that are going to be awarded this year. And they were, thanks to a sponsor, a local sponsor, Gus Automotive here in Stuart, has helped sponsor that. So we're excited about that part. But it's not a car event just to award. We want people to come and have fun. They drive the three loops, three blocks of our loop downtown. That's a lot of it. It's a rolling car show. People have fun. They can park. They can drive. Enjoy the food, music. And then one of our local establishments has a band starting up at 9 o'clock inside as well. So a lot to do that night. And we're excited to get the year going. This event was created to create activity, vibrancy in downtown Stuart. Like a lot of small towns, we fought the doldrums at times, and this has brought a new liveliness to downtown Stuart with our three events this summer. People will come out, they'll see cars from all over, makes and models. Some of them are real rare, like some very vintage, old, classic cars, muscle cars. They'll see a lot of, you know, a breadth of vehicles, but there's also street food. There's music playing. They'll see their friends. A lot of people bring chairs up and set and watch the cars go by. It's just a night out in a small town to enjoy neighbors, to enjoy cars, enjoy food, family. It's always been family-oriented. We wanted to maintain family-oriented. And number one issue is safety. We really focus on, we don't want any problems. We ask people to go slow, be cautious. We don't want bicycles riding around uptown. These people invest a lot of money, so we want to be safe. We don't want anybody hurt. We just want to have a really good time. But people will find a lot of smiles, a lot of great cars, a lot of friendly people to talk to, see people. One of the things is when you hold an event like this, people get out and see their friends and neighbors they don't see as often. And so it's a great gathering point. And we have people come from a long ways away for this event.
Historically, how many vehicles have you had out for this event? And Is there a certain amount or any goals that you're shooting for this year?
Well, we have a certain size of downtown, so we don't try to be the, you know, the biggest thing in the world. We try to be the most fun. But we register 120, 130 vehicles, and there's some many that don't register. So we're getting great numbers. All we get a lot of numbers and great weekend, you know, that we hold. One thing I wanted to mention quickly is that we sometimes have a program to focus to bring more people back, and this time we're having a salute to the history of 6-on-6 girls basketball ahead of the Scoop the Loop. That'll be from 3:30 to 5 at the elementary gym downtown that Saturday, June 3rd, and we're hoping to bring a lot of Stewart residents and former residents that played 6-on-6 girls basketball back just to have kind of a reunion. We'll show some old photos of teams, talk about some of the successes, remember some great coaches, and just kind of a camaraderie time for those people ahead of coming downtown for the event. We also have a local couple that are going to reign as king and queen of the Loop, and that is the Reverend George and his wife Norma Thurman, long-term residents of Stewart, loved as much as anybody in this community, and they will reign just kind of a commemoration of, you know, their participation in the community for all these years. They will be the king and queen of Scoop the Loop June 3rd, so we're excited about that. We have a great team helping this. It's the team is growing. We probably have 15 people involved in this event, and it's the reason it's successful is the breadth of that team. It was started by about 4 of us, and the goal was to make sure it went at least a decade. Well, we're into our 6th year. We've got some younger members, so it's going to outlive me, and I'm real excited about that. We got some great sponsors. I mentioned Gus Automotive. We have the local Chevy dealership, Krieger Chevrolet, which may be changing names here real soon, I understand, has agreed to participate and sponsor our music costs this summer. So we're excited about that.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Bob Cook for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.